Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Apostle Peter's first epistle was addressed to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. 1 Peter 1, 1. The provinces Peter named were north of the Great Sea and belonged to the Roman government. Those Roman provinces were predominantly Gentile, as can easily be discerned by the language Peter used of the people to whom the letter was addressed. Peter called them strangers. The word stranger means one who sojourns for a while in a particular place. The same Greek word is rendered pilgrim in 1 Peter 2:11. Peter's second epistle was designed to stir up his readers' pure minds by way of remembrance. The people to whom Peter wrote were already Christians. They already knew many of the fundamental truths of the gospel. But like most human beings, they had a tendency to forget what they had learned. So Peter's second epistle aimed at stirring up their pure minds by way of remembrance. Earlier in this same epistle, the Apostle Peter had written, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and are established in the truth which is in you." 2 Peter 1:12. It ought to be obvious from these passages that the work of the preacher does not involve teaching new truths, but reminding people of what they already know. Peter wanted to remind his readers of the words spoken by the prophets and by the apostles. He does not specify which prophets he had in mind. He may have been thinking primarily of the Old Testament prophets who foretold the coming of the Messiah. But he may also have had in mind the prophets of the New Testament era. Whatever the case, the members of the body of Christ needed to know what the prophets had written. Their messages were vital to the growth and welfare of the kingdom of God. If the prophetic messages were vital to the early church, are they less valuable to the church in our age? But not only did the early Christians need to know the prophetic messages, they also needed to know the commandments of the apostles of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Although Peter does not specify which messages the apostles had preached, the members to whom he wrote certainly knew. Peter's language shows conclusively how essential it was that the churches follow the instructions and examples of the apostles. The churches were not free to design the work and worship they desired. They were to follow what the Holy Spirit had revealed to them. That was Paul's reason for telling the Colossians, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." Colossians 3:16-17. These verses teach that human beings must follow the divine will in their work and worship. The expression "in the name of Christ" indicates that His authority must rule in the affairs of His kingdom. We're not free to decide what we want, what pleases human beings, but we are to follow what is revealed in the Word of God. If there is any message more badly needed in our day than this, I would not know what it is. The temptation of modern people is to design the work and worship of the church to appeal to the world. We seem to be more concerned about building up attendance and increasing the contribution than we are in doing what pleases our Heavenly Father. As you can readily discern, Peter's instructions were desperately needed in the first century. They are no less needed in our day. May I encourage all of my listeners today to follow the inspired Word of God. Thank you, and may God bless you.